everyone. Welcome to the Value Inspiration Podcast. My name is Ton Dobbe and I'm the founder of Value Inspiration. The purpose of my company is to help business software companies rethink what can be to become remarkable again. The goal that I have in this podcast is to inspire new forms of value creation by sharing compelling ideas and stories about the potential that we can unlock when technology and people blend in the right way. So my strong belief is that we can think big, and therefore we should. And doing so will help to create a better world for all of us. And this podcast is all about that. The guest on my podcast today is Ashutosh Garg, CEO of 8Fold AI.
When people are looking for a job, they are not switching the job to do the same thing they have been doing, but they want to do something more, something different. They want to grow in their career. And through AI, what we can do today is we can predict what someone is likely to do next in their career. This helps us understand who will be a good fit for which role in which organization. And then we connect the people to those opportunities. So now what we have done is we have changed the paradigm. Instead of people applying for a job, we go and recommend them. John or Lisa, these are the three jobs in our company that are most relevant to you. So if you are only looking to hire people based on what they have done, what they have done and not what they are capable of doing, it's a losing value proposition. Everyone deserves the opportunity, right opportunity. And we want to enable that for people.
This is Ashutosh. He's the CEO of 8Fold AI, a company that was recently designated by Gartner to be a cool vendor for human capital management in talent acquisition. This is what happens if you build a company around a strong vision. Remarkable things will happen after that. And Ashutosh understands that like no one else. He's a true guru in all things AI, with 10 years of information retrieval, machine learning, and search experience. Previously, he was a chief technology officer at Bloom Reach. Prior to that, he was at IBM Research. He's also a prolific publisher and inventor with a book on machine learning, 30 plus papers and 50 plus patents. Ashutosh holds a Bachelor of Tech from IIT Delhi and a PhD from University of Illinois, UC. He won numerous awards, including the Best Thesis Award at the IIT Delhi, IBM Fellowship and Outstanding Researcher Award at the University of Illinois. What triggered me to invite Ashutosh was the phrase on their website, uncovering the future potential of talent. The company was founded around the belief that employment is the backbone of our society and everybody deserves the right job. What Ashutosh and his team realized is that up to today, you get a job based on who you might know and not what you're capable of doing. And 8Fold is solving this problem, and thereby they're changing the paradigm by intelligently augmenting the recruiter as well as the applicant. By listening to this interview, you will learn three things. Firstly, that a lot of the value potential in any solution is locked up because we neglect to connect the dots between various data points. Secondly, how you can change the paradigm with your solution by doing the opposite of the norm. And thirdly, why business could run a lot better if we would take the bias out of our decision making. Thank you for being on my podcast, Ashutosh. And in order to get it going, can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are, what is your background, and what keeps you going on a day-to-day basis?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you, Don, for taking time for this podcast. I grew up in India, in the northern part near New Delhi, came to US in 1998, pursued my PhD in machine learning AI from University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. After a short stint at IBM Research, joined Google, where I led most of the personalization effort and was the head of Google Product Search. After 4 years at Google, left to start a new venture, Bloom Reach, yep, which is in the e-commerce personalization space. As Bloom Reach, we power the digital experience of most of the leading retailers in the US. Now, during this journey of mine, while I was at Google and at Bloom Reach, I saw how important people are to the organization.
Yeah.
The success and failure of any company depends on the kind of people they hire.
Exactly.
And the other thing was, as an candidate, I also realized how hard it is for one to find the right job. And once you find the right job, it can completely transform your life.
Yep.
So realizing two things, that both how critical people are to enterprises and how hard it is for them to hire the right people, and on the candidate side, how hard it is for them to find the right job, I said this is a problem that is worthy to be solved.
Yeah, I agree.
And which is what led me to start Eightfold.
Inspiring. So what is the big idea behind Eightfold?
So few things. One is employment is the backbone of our society. Everything depends on that. So that tells us how big the problem is, how widespread the problem is. The second thing is, when people are looking for a job, they are not switching the job to do the same thing they have been doing, but they want to do something more, something different. They want to grow in their career. And through AI, what we can do today is we can predict what someone is likely to do next in their career.
Okay.
So what we do is we mine millions and millions of profiles out there to understand the career trajectory of every individual. Not what you are doing, but everything that you have done till date. And then we use neural networks, deep learning, to build models to understand what you are likely to do next in your career. What kind of companies you are likely to do next, what kind of roles you are likely to take next in your career. This helps us understand who will be a good fit for which role in which organization. And then we connect the people to those opportunities.
So you're really taking the outside approach. It's not like a company is saying we need to hire someone. They post an advert on one of the online platforms and then thousands of people are applying. And then you have to fight yourself through those thousand people to find the right one. You're starting way earlier. You're connecting the dots much earlier than other platforms.
So what happens as an example is one of the reasons why companies need to hire people is because of attrition.
Yeah.
In the US, the average attrition is 25%. Now, what's interesting is that 50% of the people who left the company left because they couldn't easily find another opportunity within the organization.
Yeah.
But if you could connect those people with the right opportunity within the organization, right, your attrition will go down by 50%.
Yeah, true.
And as a result, your hiring needs will go down by 50%, right? Which is huge. True. And it's not only good for the company, because now you don't have to spend money, time, resources on hiring, onboarding. But even for an employee, you can more grow in your career, which is a happier person.
True. Think of all the training costs, for example. So,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. So your website says it's a talent intelligence platform.
Yes.
How do you say that? Do you subscribe to it as an organization? Because, I mean, at the end, who do you sell this to?
Absolutely. So our primary buyer is CEO and CHRO.
Yeah.
Today, people is the CEO and the board level mandate. Pretty much every company, the biggest risk factor they put on their SEC filing is people. So what we are doing appeals really to CEOs and CHROs. And key thing is that today in enterprises, when people are your core asset, you have practically no visibility in your own people.
Yeah.
If I were to ask any CEO, how many people in your company have a certain skill? The answer is, I don't know. How many people in your company are at an attrition risk? I don't know. How many people in your company used to work at this competitor of yours? I don't know. Which are very, very critical to your own business, but you just don't have those answers, right?
Yeah, correct.
So what we have done is we have built talent intelligence platform. What it is doing is really understanding who are people in your organization, what makes someone successful in your organization, who are the people that you have interacted over the years.
Yep.
Like your own alumni, your vendors, your customers, to people you have interviewed in the past or engaged with. And we build a network of all these people and really bring intelligence to that network. And that is what we call talent intelligence platform.
So it's actually looking at the people inside your organization. And it does it also?
Yeah, both inside and outside.
Okay. Because yeah, that's what you were saying. You're looking at millions and millions of profiles.
Exactly. Now, other application of what we are doing is improving diversity in the organization.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of us know as a female how hard it is to get the right job. The kind of biases that happens in the organization, right? Now, one of the challenges over there among many is even the thinking that goes behind those things. So I will give you an example.
Yeah.
Let's say as a male candidate, when you look at a job posting, which requires 10 skills, if you have 3 out of those 10 skills, you're like, wow, I have 3. Definitely I'm qualified. Let me apply.
Yeah.
As a female, when you look at the same job posting, you are, and even if you have 7 skills, your reaction is, oh, I don't have 3 out of these 10 skills. I'm not qualified. Let me not apply.
Okay. Why is that?
Because that is the whole cultural thing.
Okay.
70% of the females said that they don't want to apply for a job because of the fear of rejection.
Yeah, yeah.
So now what we have done is we've changed the paradigm. Instead of people applying for a job, we go and recommend them. John or Lisa, these are the 3 jobs in our company that are best, most relevant to you.
True.
That way, the whole issue of the inhibition goes away. Because now system is telling, or company is telling that candidate what is relevant to them.
Yeah.
Or other thing is, when you are reviewing applicants in the company, you really care about their skills, experience. What you don't care about is their gender, right? Or race.
True.
Or race. So what we do is we anonymize all those data points about each and every candidate as company is reviewing the candidates.
Yeah.
So this way, it further reduces the bias from the organization.
Exactly. Yeah. Yesterday I was listening to a podcast and that was actually giving an example of that. There are companies at the end that want to, well, take away the bias, and they first of all do the first round of interviews by telephone. First of all, yeah. To not see them, to see how they communicate over the telephone line, etc. But not have a visual picture about who's in front of you, which is a good thing at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
So also when I'm outside of a company, can the system provide me with a recommendation about what jobs are available on the market that I have a perfect fit for? So does it go broader than just people inside a company?
So we don't have a pure consumer portal right now.
No.
What we do have is that when you go to an enterprise's website as a candidate,
yeah,
today on the career page of a company, you typically see 1,000 plus jobs open.
Yeah. And
you have no idea which job to apply for.
Yeah, that's right.
And companies put out these job descriptions, which are so useless. They don't communicate what they're really looking for. They have been cut paste from some other place, right?
Yeah.
So what we do is we completely transform their career website so that as a candidate, when you land on the website, you tell us about who you are. Yeah. And the system will use AI to understand what job within the company is going to be most relevant for you and you are likely to get that job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's shifting the paradigm, as you say.
Exactly. Now, one thing that you might not know or might find it surprising, almost 20 to 40% of the jobs listed on a company's website are actually not even open.
That's interesting as well, correct? Yeah.
So 80% of the people today end up applying to the wrong job.
But what it could do at the end is to provide a trigger to the person that has those jobs in his team and provide him with information about good candidates. Because, I mean, I think a lot of entrepreneurs and managers will hire the right person if the right person comes along.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We call it also opportunistic hiring.
Exactly. That's what it's called. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So on your website, you say you're uncovering the future potential of talent.
Yes.
How does that work? And I think it has to do, of course, with understanding like who the people is and where they fit best. But what about that future potential?
So let me give you 2 examples. One is, if you're a software engineer, right? And you have 2 software engineers, One has been just going deep into one specific area, learning Hadoop, building more and more models over there, right?
Yep.
The second person has been exploring multiple product lines within the company as he or she is building infrastructure, right? The latter one may have a career trajectory into product management. You may not even realize that, right? But system can highlight and present that to you, saying that based on what you have done, looks like you can be a great product manager tomorrow. Or everyone is talking about machine learning today, right? AI.
Kind of.
Not everyone has done machine learning, AI, right? I mean, like 20 years back, it was not a very hot area.
No, true.
What was actually very hot 20 years back is things like digital signal processing, information theory.
True.
Now, what system can predict is that the people who did information theory in the earlier years actually have all the training required to be a machine learning scientist today.
Oh, okay.
So now system can suggest them that you have a potential to be a machine learning scientist. You just don't know that stuff today. Both to the candidate and the company that instead of trying to hire a machine learning person that you cannot hire, maybe you should hire an information theory person, and that person has the potential, right?
Exactly. Especially in this time of age, where everybody's looking for those people.
Exactly.
So it's a different route to the same outcome. Wow. So, I mean, you told me about what led to you to start this company. Then you started the company. Can you talk through a couple of the aha moments, the milestones that you've been through? What were important moments or decisions that you took to deliver this remarkable impact?
I think the number of aha moments that have happened. One is that we started building our own team. It was amazing to see how much the problem resonated to the people on day one itself.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like one thing which is very interesting is that anyone who we interview is like, I'm already going through this pain point, so can I work with you to solve this pain point? So that was kind of an interesting thing. The second thing is, what I did not realize going in is actually how the HR function is changing in the organization.
Yeah.
And now every day I come across HR leaders who are, I really want to solve this problem. So that has been, in a good way, very, very positive experience for us.
True.
How genuinely people are focused on improving diversity and being fair to everyone has been a very good, positive aha moment for us. And frankly, the thing that gives us the most energy is that every day when we see how what we are building is impacting people's life.
Exactly. It impacts the
people. One thing that we have done actually, yes. And now what we have done is we have actually introduced a program within the company. We call it Cultivate Program. Now, as part of that, we both incentivize the people, reward them, when they take out some time to help other people outside our company grow in their career. So if you know of this concept of pay it forward, right?
Yep.
So what we are saying is that, related to our name of the company, that every employee should set out a target to help at least 8 people every year make progress in their career.
Yeah. But that's something that you can do without the technology, right?
No. So that people take out their own time.
Yeah.
So we give them the time from the office. You can take a day off, 2 days off, go help other people. Because we believe everyone deserves to be helped, right?
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. That's an impact.
No, I was just saying that it's interesting to see that, like, there are very few spaces which are large markets.
Yeah.
The amount of money that gets spent on recruiting worldwide is north of $500 trillion. It's a very large market with a huge social impact.
Absolutely. And, well, I think you're making a big dent in it because you're taking the approach from two angles, which I've not seen before.
Yes. And the thing is that employment, right, is a marriage between a candidate and enterprise.
Absolutely.
And when you think of it as that, right? when you talk about marriage, you don't talk about one person. You have to talk about both, right?
Exactly. Yeah, true.
And that is what we are, our approach has been. Think of both the candidate and the enterprise, not just one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's critical. It's critical that this combination is right because it can bring a company to its knees.
Exactly.
It might not be the case with the very, very large companies, but the smaller you get is absolutely the case. So what if...
I was just saying that even for a large company, if they are not doing it correctly, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the culture needs to fit. That's only an aspect of it. One of the things that intrigued me from looking at one of the quotes on your website is that today you get a job on who you might know, not on what you're capable of doing.
Yes.
I think that is connected again to uncovering the future potential of talent, but it's also connected to who you know. So that's the network. And the funny thing is actually I spoke recently to the CEO of a company called Nudge. They're providing an intelligent relationship intelligent network that helps salespeople.
Yes.
Kind of in the, really boost the power of their network. I think you're doing here the same thing on the HR side, on the people side, correct?
So I think that there's a slight difference. Today, what happens in companies is like quite a few times you will hear from enterprises that we hire referral candidates, right? People who have been referred by my own employees. Now, that has two challenges. One is suppose I'm a great candidate, but I don't know anyone in your company. Now what? Like, let's say you move to US, right? You're from Spain. You may not have a network in Bay Area.
No, correct.
Then what? Even though you're a great candidate, right? So the opportunities that you get should not be just limited to you knowing people, right?
True.
It should be driven by what you can do. And otherwise, what happens is that some people keep succeeding and everyone starts losing, right?
Yeah.
The second is companies are talking about diversity, right?
True.
If you only hire people who your people know, you will not have any diversity.
True. Yep.
So those are the things we are trying to change over here.
Yeah, that's right. So you're taking that the relationship, actually, you take the relationship out of the equation rather than put it in there.
And if it is a genuine relationship where you have worked with someone, that's fine. I'm not saying that don't take that into account. But actually 90% of the time when you refer someone, right, it's because you know someone in a social circle, not in your professional circle.
Yeah.
My niece, nephew, friend, right, is what you end up referring.
True. Interesting. So out of the developments that you've been going through, I mean, a good quote from Steve Jobs when he was still alive was that innovation is not so much about what you do, but about what you don't do. So what were the things you said no to in order to create this remarkable impact?
As a startup founder, right, that is something you wrestle with every day. One is at a vision level, right? Because we get so many opportunities every day.
True.
When you're working in enterprises, that can you build these process things,
yeah,
which you can sell? And the thing is that if they don't align well with the vision of the company, the mission statement, which is really to help people grow in their career,
yeah,
and you're like, we are not going to do that.
Strong.
Another thing is an example of what we don't do is our goal is to help people grow, but like sometimes it's like, can you find faults in people, right? And I'm like, that is not the market business we are in. Our goal is to find good things about people, not the bad things about people.
Yeah.
So every day we are making a number of choices around what we should not be doing, what markets we should not be going after.
Yeah.
And again, it's sometimes the choice is not a long-term choice, but a short-term choice. How can we stay focused, pick few problems, solve them extremely well?
Yeah.
And keep building on top of that versus boil the ocean on day one.
Yeah, correct. And that's what keeps large companies puzzled. Like, how can these smaller companies, these startups, be so successful? But it's all about that. You know, have a vision, stick to the vision, and don't boil the ocean. It's just focusing on doing the things that you're really good at or you really want to be good at. Do that very, very well. So yeah. So what are the key learnings out of this this process? How long has the company existed?
Company has been around for 2 years.
For 2 years. Wow.
Yes.
What are the big learnings that you've done? And what would you, for example, do different if you could start over again?
I think the biggest learning is how important people are to any organization.
Sure.
And like even when I'm building my own organization, right? Bring the very best people. And after that, empower them to do the right things. And good things will come out.
Yeah, true.
So as a CEO, right? Your number one job is to build the team, hire the right people, and then give them space so that they can do the right things.
Yeah. And what would you do different next time? If there's anything, by the way. Maybe you've done it all right.
It's too early to say.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I mean, did you receive any, that's a different, it's a different question, but did you receive any surprising byproducts from what you've developed so far?
I would say that we were not thinking of diversity as a focus of the company on day one. But as we started going in, and analyze the data, we realized what kind of biases exist in the organization. That has very big learning. The second interesting thing was we originally thought that enterprises worry more about talent acquisition. But surprisingly, more enterprises are focused on talent management versus talent acquisition.
Yeah.
So that has been a good positive surprise for us.
Interesting. Yeah. So out of the things you've learned over the last 2 years, what would you advise a CHRO, an HR director, to do different? I think part of the problem also why the talent acquisition problem is not solved or is so hard still is because maybe they're looking for the wrong thing.
That's a very good question. The key takeaway message from my side would be that world is changing. And what you have been doing for the last 20 years will not work for next 20 years.
Yeah.
A very simple example is the new skills come into the market all the day, every day today, and they disappear from the market very quickly.
True.
iPhone did not exist 10 years back, 12 years back, right?
Sorry, 12 years, yeah.
Can you believe that, right? And so if you are only looking to hire people based on what they have done, what they have done and not what they are capable of doing, it's a losing value proposition.
Yeah.
If you are only going to hire people who have been referred, diversity will not work.
True.
If you don't grow the people within your own organization, you won't survive for too long. So you have to restart thinking about people. People are no longer resources. Back in the days, right? Human resources, right? We call them resources. We don't call them people, right?
Yeah, true.
And we have to change that mindset.
Yeah, I completely agree. A lot of people, that's of course also the kind of the entrance of artificial intelligence is actually the reason why I started the podcast in the first place, because I get so frustrated with all the news in the press about artificial intelligence, robots are going to take our jobs. But at the end, you know, even if they take our jobs, I think they're going to take part of our jobs. And it's typically the part that we don't like anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's going to take the parts for sure that are rules-based, etc. So what it leaves for us is the areas where people, of course, are super strong in. It's creativity and problem-solving and these type of attitudes. So indeed, I agree with you. It's if you're hired on your base, on your skills or specific credentials from the past that you've done, it's doomed to fail. You should be looking for different capabilities here. Interesting. So what's next for you? What are your greatest aspirations?
Everyone deserves the opportunity, right? Opportunity. And we want to enable that for people.
Well, strong value proposition, strong purpose. And I think I agree with you that that would drive a lot of energy in your company.
Yes.
Fascinating how having such a strong purpose creates this energy and gives you the focus to do the right things.
Exactly. No, we are super excited. I think the opportunity is large. We are already making a huge impact. So super pumped up.
Yeah. And that opportunity is never finished because there's always another level that you can take.
Exactly.
So what is your big ask? If you could ask something to the audience, how could they help you?
I would say two things. If as an individual, go out and help other people with their own career aspiration. If each one of us decides to mentor a few other people, we will have a huge impact on the society.
Yeah.
Second is, if you are in HR function in an organization, think about if what you are doing is going to help you get there, fight in this 21st century, where people are more career oriented, more skills are coming into the market, attrition is all time high, and unemployment is all time low. Yep. If not, talk to us and see if we can help you.
Of course. Yeah. Let's see what comes up from there. So where can people go to say hello to you, to connect?
So there is a contact us button on our website. They can just reach out to us directly from there. You can share my email address with the folks. My email address is my first name, ashutosh@eightfold.ai.
Yeah, that should be enough. And of course, you're on LinkedIn as well. That's how we connected.
Yes.
So Ashutosh, thank you very much for this very inspiring conversation.
Thank you.
I learned a great deal, and you gave me some fantastic ideas. And I think that this is exactly why I do this, sharing the big idea behind companies, but also the thinking behind it. Because sometimes you can apply it to different areas as well, and that's helpful for everybody. So thank you for this.
Pleasure. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And for everybody listening today, thank you for tuning into this podcast. I had the honor to speak to Ashutosh Garg, CEO of Eightfold AI. The goal of this podcast is to share compelling ideas and showcases to inspire what can be when technology and people blend in the right way. It's my strong belief that too much focus is put on automating people out of a process, in other words, cutting costs, rather than scenarios where the unique strength of people are augmented with technology to change the established rules and to deliver a value that was unimaginable before. So, with this podcast, I want to make a contribution to change this, to create a broader awareness of what can be, to accelerate the adoption by bringing together you, a tribe of like-minded people and organizations, and lastly, to accelerate the initiatives and solutions that could be created because one idea inspires the other. So if you know about stories that are worth sharing, please send me a message. Building the momentum all starts with revealing the ideas, and that starts with you. If you want to have more information, read my blogs, or obtain information on working with me, just visit me on my website, valueinspiration.com. Thank you for tuning in, and you could do me a big favor by rating the podcast or provide me with your feedback. I'll see you shortly in a new episode.